What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Not too long ago, investors were pouring money into big tech stocks. But recently, some of those stocks have been dragging the broader market down.
Investors realized that inflation wasn't going away, and that meant that the Federal Reserve was raising interest rates higher than had been expected, and that's bad news for companies like tech stocks.
And why a new Senate bill is aiming to break up Google's ad business. Plus, wellness travel is getting an upgrade. It's Thursday, May 18th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The Senate has approved a nearly $40 billion aid package for Ukraine with bipartisan support. The bill includes additional money to train and supply Ukraine's military, as well as humanitarian aid for refugees and funding to address food scarcity. It will now go to President Biden for his signature. Earlier this week, the European Union also approved another $527 million in military aid. The huge sums mark an unprecedented international effort. President Biden welcomed the leaders of Finland and Sweden to the White House today and pledged support for both countries' applications for membership in NATO. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden said they would make the alliance stronger.
They meet every NATO requirement, and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
Biden's support comes just hours after Turkey's president reiterated his opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, but U.S. officials have said they're confident Turkey will come around. Senators from both parties are introducing a bill that would force Google to break up its online ad business. The new law would ban companies that process more than $20 billion a year in digital ad transactions from participating in more than one part of the digital ad ecosystem. The Wall Street Journal's Keech Hagee covers media and technology. She says that while Facebook and Amazon could be affected, Google would be the main target.
For years, there have been these criticisms that it's not appropriate that Google owns both the buy side and the sell side and the auction house sort of in the middle. So this bill basically says you can't do that anymore. You have to pick one. You can't do all three or all these different parts.
Google has said breaking up its business would make things more expensive for users. It says lawmakers should focus instead on what it called low-quality data brokers, who it says threaten privacy with spam. The bill hasn't passed yet, and a similar version is working through the House. If it does, it would be the most significant change to antitrust law in a generation. Two big economic data points out today. Home prices hit a new record in April, but sales fell for the third straight month, a sign that rising interest rates may be cooling the market. The median home price reached $391,200. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales slipped to their weakest rate in nearly 2 years. The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now stands at 5.25%, according to Freddie Mac. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says that continuing unemployment claims, the stand-in for the total number of people getting unemployment payments, fell to 1.3 million in the first week of May. That's the lowest level since 1969. Workers' average wages were up 5% last month compared to a year before, but those pay gains are not keeping up with even higher inflation. Lawmakers in Oklahoma have passed a near-total ban on abortion. If signed by the governor, who has said he would approve any anti-abortion bill that crosses his desk, it would be the strictest law in the nation, banning abortion at any stage of pregnancy. The legislation provides exceptions for medical emergencies or in cases of rape, sexual assault, or incest that have been reported to law enforcement. It would also allow private citizens to bring civil lawsuits against anyone who performs or aids an abortion. Two other states, Texas and Idaho, have passed similar laws allowing private citizens to enforce abortion restrictions, which makes it more difficult for abortion rights advocates to challenge the laws in court. And the head of Moderna says the company could start shipping its COVID-19 vaccine for children 6 months to 5 years old as soon as next month. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything Festival, CEO Stefan Bonsell says they're waiting on a pending use of authorization from U.S. health regulators.
We are ready from a manufacturing standpoint, so I'm really hoping that as soon as those meetings have happened, and I hope they'll be early June because there's a couple dates that they set up, that we'll be able to ship those products to pharmacies and pediatricians so that those parents who want to vaccinate their young child can do so.
Bonsall also said he expects COVID-19 to evolve into something that looks more like the seasonal flu. He recommended that people get a fourth vaccine dose, saying because coronavirus antibodies wane over time, the benefits of another shot outweigh the risks. Coming up, a handful of big tech companies are dragging down the S&P 500. We'll talk about what that means for the broader market after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
U.S. stocks wobbled today and ultimately ended the day down after a major sell-off on Wednesday. The Dow was down 0.8%, the Nasdaq shed 0.3%, and the S&P 500 fell 0.6%, a day after tumbling 4%. It came close to bear market territory. That's market shorthand for a 20% fall from a recent high. Now, the Nasdaq is known to be tech-heavy, but even in the S&P, it turns out that just a handful of companies can shift the scales. And by a handful, I mean eight. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, the parent companies of Google and Facebook, Tesla, Nvidia, and Netflix. At the start of the year, the first six accounted for 25% of the S&P 500. Since then, altogether, they've been responsible for nearly half of the stock market's decline. Joining me now to explain what that could mean going forward is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Karen Langley. Hi, Karen. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, Karen, to start us off, can you talk a little bit more about just how much influence these eight companies have in the market?
Sure. So the S&P 500, which is, you know, the main benchmark for the U.S. stock market, it's weighted by how big the companies in it are. The bigger that a company is in terms of its market value, the more influence that it has over whether the S&P 500 goes up or down and by how much. So since these big tech companies have grown so large, they now have a really huge influence over the performance of the S&P 500. This year, for example, energy stocks are doing really well, but since those companies are a lot smaller than the big tech companies, the good performance by energy stocks hasn't been able to overcome the really big losses that we've seen dragging down the market from big tech.
And Karen, for a while we saw these big tech companies really driving markets higher. So what happened to turn this around?
That's right. So for a lot of years, investors were really betting that technology companies, where the growth was at, the economy overall wasn't growing at a super high rate. And so instead of wanting to bet on companies that were really geared towards economic growth, investors thought that these big tech companies that, you know, were having an increasing role in society as people and businesses do more on their phones and computers, that they were really where you were going to find growth for your investment dollars. And that became even stronger during the pandemic when lots of people started to do more and more things from home. But this really turned around late last year and then this year when investors realized that inflation wasn't going away, and that meant that the Federal Reserve was raising interest rates higher than had been expected. And that's bad news for companies like tech stocks.
And Karen, how is this spilling over to other sectors of the market? What else is pulling stocks down right now?
This week, we've also gotten some concerning news from a number of major retailers that has some investors rethinking some of their expectations for corporate earnings. We heard from Walmart and Target that higher costs are eating into their profits. And that's a big deal because one thing that had kept stocks relatively higher for a while was the fact that many companies were being successful in passing along their own higher costs to customers in the form of higher prices. But if we're now seeing that corporate profits are taking a hit from inflation, it's not clear if this might be a broader effect throughout the business world going forward. And then we also heard from Kohl's about a sharper than expected pullback in consumer spending. And that raises questions about how strong and confident the consumer is going to be going forward.
If investors are moving away from growth stocks, what kind of stocks are they moving into now? You mentioned energy a little bit earlier.
So with oil prices really high this year, that's good for energy companies since the energy sector is doing really well. But, you know, if you look across the U.S. stock market, not that much is working this year. We are seeing, though, that some companies that are considered to be more defensive, so meaning that they do, better in a time of economic weakness, they're doing better than the overall market. So that's names like utilities, healthcare, consumer staples for much of the year so far, but they are still down. So there's not very many places to hide right now.
Karen, you also mentioned further rate hikes from the Fed, which we are expecting this year. What are the expectations given that reality for how these eight companies will perform and how that will in turn impact the broader market?
So higher interest rates are especially painful for technology stocks and other stocks that are known as growth stocks. These are stocks that are really priced based on expectations that the businesses are going to keep expanding at a pretty fast clip far into the future. And just at a really simple level, you know, the dollar of earnings that investors are counting on, you know, several years out from these companies, that's not as worth as much today if interest rates are pretty high than it was when interest rates were low. So it has a pretty direct impact upon how much investors are willing to pay for these tech stocks. And as we said, since these tech stocks have such a big influence over the broad U.S. stock market, what's bad for tech stocks is generally bad for the stock market here.
That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Karen Langley. Karen, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And finally, people don't want to just feel relaxed on vacation. They want to feel restored. According to a recent survey from market research firm Destination Analysts, more than one-third of U.S. travelers say they're excited to take wellness and healing trips in the next year. And our travel reporter, Allison Poley, says hotels and airlines are going beyond the traditional spa experiences.
So some hotels are introducing services like a joy ambassador. So at AKA West Hollywood, there is a person whose job it is to help you totally unplug and restore joy in your life. And so what this person can do is help you craft an out-of-office message to truly unplug, as well as set you up with produce deliveries or inspirational movies at night. Hotels are introducing wellness offerings, not for the two-legged travelers, but for the four-legged travelers. So there's one hotel, Kona Kai Resort and Spa, is introducing paw aromatherapy massages with essential oils to try to help dogs relax, as well as dog stretching sessions. Delta is offering Peloton videos in its seat back. So there are meditation and stretching videos. So in the little bit of legroom that you do have, you can try some of these exercises to hopefully relax while you're on the plane.
And that's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.